The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
Well, hell, here we are again, episode Double Nickel. I always wanted to do that.
No, did you?
Yeah.
You have a little story about some nickels.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Supposedly.
No.
No, it was 50 cents, wasn't it? That's right.
Why do you always have to open the show with my ass?
Because it usually comes back to your ass. Something that has to do with your bowels.
Well,
dominates this show.
Well, we do have some dominant stuff going on here. Well, ooh, a little
yes,
bit.
We do. It's got something. It might have something to do with your ass, but in a different way.
Well, I don't know all about that. There'll be some ass involved.
Oh boy.
We have an interview segment today. This is something we kind of kept to ourselves because.
Why is that now?
It's kind of a big deal.
There's some other shit that you kept to yourself that I didn't fucking know about as well.
And you will
which will be revealed.
It will be. There will be several things revealed in this interview, but I will tell you this interview is with Diane Andrews.
Folks, look her up.
Yes.
Quickly.
Just stop right now.
Gentlemen.
Hit pause on this motherfucker.
Drop those cocks. Just get on to Google.
Okay.
You're going to grab them up again.
Yeah. Go to Google and look up Diane Andrews. And
that's
also,
one N.
Also, go to TikTok and find Diane Andrews. Mm-hmm. Go to Instagram and find Diane
go
Andrews.
Go everywhere you can.
One thing you won't be able to do without the link is go to OnlyFans and look up Diane Andrews. We found out through research. You can't do that with OnlyFans, but that's kind of the beauty of it. She also explains a little bit of that in the interview. We spoke to this MILF.
You didn't know what to say, did you?
No,
Freaky Freya. She'll get that one. Oh, she'll get that one.
Yeah.
Freaky Freya.
With them big old suckle jugs.
Big suckle jugs.
We absolutely fucking enjoyed her. And,
God, she was so much fun.
She is welcome back anytime. We hope you enjoy this interview with Diane Andrews right here on the old TNA. Well, we have a very special guest this evening. And this is one of these things where I'm afraid people will get things misconstrued right off the bat. So I need to say something. This is a disclaimer for the TNA podcast.
Okay. We got to do another disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Aside from the disclaimer at the beginning, we're going, don't get offended. No, this is the following interview has nothing to do with episode 10 of the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach and I approve this message. Okay.
That was it?
No, and it will all become clear later. It'll all become clear. It should.
Well, my name is Sam Hall, and I have not.
It doesn't matter because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
there's somebody on the other end here going, our time is it is a little valuable. Can you get to the point? We have in our presence.
Yeah, get after it.
Yeah, get after it. Get after it. Oh, shit. This is Diane Andrews, and she is quite famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of the famous that we like.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with people being naked.
And boys and girls.
Wait, am I famous or are my girls famous?
Oh,
well.
The girls.
Yeah.
What girls? The suckle jugs?
Does anybody even know what my face looks like?
Yeah, I do. Sam doesn't.
What? What?
I just show him what he needs to see. Believe it or not, Sam is not the most technically savvy person.
No, I'm just a dumb piece of shit.
Well,
according to
it's however you want to do it. But anyway, we're digressing because that's what we do. So would you like to explain briefly to our listeners who exactly that you are and how they might know you?
Oh, Lord. Well, I mean,
put her on the spot, Jason. Way to go.
Well,
yeah, you know, Don't put me on the spot or anything. No, I mean, I've been on the internet for over 20 years. Anyone that is listening to this that came from, obviously, my social media is going to know who I am. But those that are coming from your end of things that don't know who I am.
Oh, I bet they
I can pretty much say whatever I want, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. You've listened to some shows, but you haven't listened to them all. There is nothing that you can't say.
Okay. So, yeah, I am. I've basically been, like, I guess you would call a porn star for, you know, the last 20 or so years.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You have two standing O's right now.
No. Not very far, but go ahead. You describe yourself as the one and only insatiable MILF. Emphasis on the only.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Is that a distinction that you've made for a particular reason?
It is, and it's basically just because I created the domain about 15 years ago, insatiablemilf.com, and after I did so, I noticed that a lot of the other MILFs in the industry, and I'm not being derogatory when I say this, it's a common thing for us all to be inspired by others and, you know, kind of not necessarily copy, but use certain things that we see other people using. And I noticed that a lot of the other MILFs out there were starting to use the, I'm an insatiable MILF and I'm an, you know, it just became kind of a thing. So when I created my website and like upgraded it and made it better, I decided that I was going to throw that in there because when I bought the domain, obviously it was available. Nobody else was using that. And I noticed that I had done my research and I noticed that a lot of the other MILFs were not using the term insatiable MILF until I bought it and got myself out there. And then, you know, and then it became like a thing. So that's really the only reason why I put that in there.
Well,
should have copyrighted that shit.
I will say, I will say
it's pretty fucking accurate.
Yeah. well, not only are you an insatiable MILF, but you're also an insatiable GILF. Correct.
I am. Of three.
Woo.
Three little womb nuggets call me Nima.
Womb nuggets. Oh shit. Like crotch goblins. I like that better.
Yeah, but if we're talking about my grandkids, then that means we're talking about my daughter, and I don't want to call them crotch. So we're not gonna go down that road. They're womb nuggets. They're her womb nuggets. It's cuter and it's less
I'm kind of dancing around some stuff here, and I'm reading into this a little bit without a big reveal yet.
Oh yeah,
if that makes any sense. Hang on for that.
Right.
Yeah, because it was only revealed to me.
This is all along.
Jason was well aware, but I was not.
Okay. Well, the cat's out of the bag on that. We're not going to reveal, but you know the reason that I did that little disclaimer at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm asking her, shut the hell up.
Okay. I'll just be quiet over here. I'll be the quiet piece of shit.
You know that reason that I put that in there, believe it or not, up until about 4 or 5 days ago, Sam didn't know.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're gonna hold on to that for a minute.
And I did some research.
Well, I mean, up until about a year ago, my fan base didn't either.
Right.
So.
Right.
Oh, I knew. I knew who she was. I knew who you were when Jason told me your name. I went, hey, I'm pretty sure I know who the hell
I could
is.
Just see his eyes were flipping as he was going back through his Rolodex of porn in his head. He's like, oh, yeah.
Pretty damn sure I know
who that is. He was accessing the spank bank.
Yeah, I was. Because I was just like, I'm going to look that up and find, oh, yep, it's her.
without getting too far into it, let's talk about your physical attributes.
Mm-hmm. Let's.
For those listeners who have been too lazy to check you out before, They might want to.
Mm-hmm.
For those who've been living under a rock.
Yeah. you're a 6 foot tall Viking goddess of Norwegian and German heritage.
Accurate. 3% Italian as well.
Oh my lord. Whoa.
I got that fire inside.
Yep. I'd say that's exactly what it was. But what are the pros and cons in your experience of being a tall mug of mead?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Where do I begin with that one? Well, let's start with the cons. I don't fit in most vehicles. Back in the 80s when I was a teenager, oh Jesus, I feel old. That's when, you know, the big bird's nest hair, you used a whole fucking can of Aquanet before you left the house type thing, you know.
Don't come in my hair.
You guys are my age. Yeah, definitely don't fucking come in the hair. Then it's cement. It does not come out.
Man, I was drinking coffee and almost did a spit take. Go ahead.
He never spits though.
Yeah, I'm not a spitter either.
Alrighty.
But anyway, so back in those days, you know, with the freaking mile high hair and the can of Aquanet and whatever, whenever I would get in my car, my hair would hit the top of my ceiling in my car because I'm so tall. And then, you know, the seats don't go back far enough, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, back in those days also, God, I fucking sound old every time I say that. Back in the day.
We feel your pain.
Yeah. I'm going to grab my cane here. They didn't make pants long enough. So I was the rain is gone, the ground is dry. Why the hell are your pants so high, girl? Because fucking nothing fit me. I got 4 fucking feet of legs from hip to toe, you know. And back in the 80s, they thought that all women were supposed to be 5'5", apparently. Except for this one. So, yeah, those are some of the cons, I guess, of just, and then, if you're thinking of, if you're talking about men and that sort of situation, then it's, I attracted all the short guys because, you know, they wanted to mate with me and have tall babies.
What the fuck?
Swear to God, it was always like the 5'6" guys, you know, that were shooting their shots at me. And I was just like,
you gotta be this tall to ride this ride,
exactly.
They weren't concerned with being able to look you in the eyes. They were
they were saying, you know, thanks for the mammaries when they walked away.
Exactly.
You are so punny.
Yeah.
You when you said you'll fit right in, I really didn't know how exactly.
I told you guys you didn't know what you were in for. I mean, you were like, you know,
we
just want to make sure you're not nervous or anything.
Oh, not nearly as nervous as me. And it's just because I know Sam's getting ready to ask you a question that I don't know if he's going to go off script or not, but go ahead.
We don't do scripts in here, Jason, by the way. I just don't do scripts.
I just eloquently pulled that fucking question off the top of my head.
Well, you know, speaking of eyes, you're a brunette with green eyes. Now that means those eyes really pop out. All right. We have a fan who's on one of our pages who gets a lot of compliments because she's a brunette with green eyes too. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you have those properties, you tend to get, you tend to be able to have certain looks, which can cause either someone to be a bit submissive or, you know, cause a little testicular uproar. So how many different mm-hmm. looks do you have for specific reactions? Do you have certain favorite ones that you like to use just to get a certain rise out of somebody?
I do for sure. You know, it depends on the person I'm looking at, of course, but I, mostly I have resting bitch face. So, you know, back in the day, here I go again with the fucking back in the day shit. Back when I was younger, a million years ago, my mom just called it, "What the fuck is your problem?" You know, nowadays we call it resting bitch face. Yeah. But I've been told that there's just something in my eyes, and I, you know, sit there and go, yeah, they're green. I get it. But deeper than that, I've just been told that there's just something there that people just can't put their finger on, especially when they meet me in person. It's like, they just don't know how to describe what it is that they're seeing. So, and I don't even know what it is, honestly. I'm just being me, but I definitely have a gift when it comes to the eyes, apparently.
Well,
that's all I ever hear online too, is those eyes, your eyes, those damn eyes, you know? Well, and I'm like, are you guys looking at anything else? I mean, shit.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
My girls are down here.
Well, and they are glorious.
I said the same thing about that girl that we was talking about.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
I made a joke about it. I gave her a nickname about that sort of thing.
But the content that you do is POV, point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So you are doing a lot of things that are quote unquote solo, that you are putting a person into that situation. So when you're leading into this stuff, those eyes really come through, because I go the extra mile for this show.
Really?
And I do all the research. So that means I subscribe to your OnlyFans page. So I looked at it and I totally get what Sam is saying here. But I also said, when they say they can't put your finger on it, no,
don't
want to put my finger on it. I'll put all fucking 10 of them on there. But that is the lead in. The eyes, when you start your scene or your scenario, however you want to call it, that's the hook, at least for me. And I would think it would be that way for 99% of people, other than, you know, Sam.
Oh, absolutely.
Sam who one looks at your feet or whatever, you know.
Oh, we have one of those in the room. Okay.
No.
I'm betting it's probably got a lot to do with just direct eye contact, keeping eye contact, making direct eye contact, like, and just not really looking away so much and stuff. You know, it's almost like it's
something to do with my eyes. Honestly, my entire life, from the time I was about 2 years old, everywhere I went, people would say, oh my God, your eyes, you have such beautiful eyes. You have such beautiful eyes. And when I was younger, I didn't understand what they were talking about. I was like, freaking green, you know, like, big fucking deal. I know a lot of people that have green eyes, but apparently, you know, I'm good at what I do because I have that look, and I don't even know where it comes from. I'm just good at it.
Well, they definitely do pop.
Yeah.
But
they catch your attention.
I mean, it helps that, you know, they are green and they do stand out and they do grab your attention, but what's behind them is what I can use to grab more attention.
What nicely put.
Nice. I like that. But let me tell you what else catches attention. It's what's below those damn eyes.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about what makes up the name of this show here. We'll begin with the...
Here we fucking go.
Well,
the tease.
Now, in my research, I saw different measurements.
Your research.
Yeah.
Clear his throat. There.
Research. Still recovering from. Thank you.
He can't do anything with his right hand right now.
Didn't do anything anyway.
Carpal tunnel.
Well, now I see.
I am not responsible for injuries sustained.
Hey,
thank you.
Just
that's
FYI.
That's just great.
Throw that out there.
Wow.
That's something that we had in one of the episodes that I made fun of, is somebody is, you know, are they held responsible for anybody getting hurt from that shit?
I accidentally rubbed all the skin off my wiener.
Now, are they double D's or are they F? Shut up.
Okay. I need to update that shit. When you pointed that out to me, I completely forgot that I needed to update. Okay, so I was a double D. I'm usually a double D when I'm at the weight that I like to be at pre-COVID fluff. But because of lockdown, and I've kind of taken a hiatus for the last 3 or 4 years, and I was drinking pretty heavy as well right around lockdown and right around the time COVID hit. So I gained some weight. So I am actually currently a G cup.
Wait, shut up.
As in, these things are fucking heavy.
No.
Jason was going to jump in with his shit.
Yeah, well, I thought Sam was going to say something, so I'm like, shut up, because I was going to go, G cup stands for, God damn, it's a big titty.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I came up with,
damn, these make my back hurt.
I came up with a different name for those things, and suckle jugs.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Let's everybody be quiet. Everyone,
this is
be quiet over there. Hold on. Be quiet. Suckle jugs.
Let that
marinate. Hold on, one more time. One more time.
Shut up.
Suckle jugs.
All right.
And now it's stuck in everybody's head.
Yes.
You need to add the robot effect to that one.
No, we got the robot. No, go for it.
I'm not doing these effects. No, I'm not.
Don't know what you got, though.
Mr. Roboto. How'd you blow me?
Damn it. It still kills me.
You fuck up once.
I think this. It feels like the squeak is going to come out. I hear him.
It always
he's
does.
There.
It always does.
Yeah.
So
he's going to start laughing so hard he squeaks.
Keeping with the whole TNA theme.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not. We described the T. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I don't want to Jason's
back. Well, it's kind of my thing.
It is.
Well.
So now we're going to get to the my barely there derrier.
Oh, I don't know about that. How would you describe your
well again
your corn shucker
again COVID fluff? Yeah. oh Lord have mercy. Well again. Normally, when I'm of a certain weight, which is where I usually like to be, when I'm a double D, then I have the barely there derriere. It's like, can you find my behind? It's tiny. It wrong? Never really was, overly round at any point in my life. But with COVID fluff, it's got some jiggle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a squeaky toy.
I did. What? I looked. That's my thing. I'm like, woo, look at them titties. Ooh, look at them titties. Where's that ass? Ooh, there it is.
It's a squeaky toy.
An ass man.
Oh, my God.
It's a squeaky toy.
That is, mine that grunts is like a pig. A lot.
Oh, shit. Well, I can, you have no idea how well you're taking this. Probably not the first time that's been said.
That's what she said.
This awkward silence would be Sam trying to go, I wrote this, but I can't read it.
What did I write? What the hell? I don't remember this.
The curtains pulled back, you fucker. Fucking read it.
I know some curtains I like to pull back right now.
Shut up.
Well, now. You are also a double threat as a bisexual dom.
Man, I should have read these.
Oh, yeah. So, who make the best subs? Is there anybody out
there? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Beatball, tuna, Subway, Jimmy John's.
I was about to say Jimmy John's.
Shit.
Yeah, Firehouse is pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, now, what are they officially called? Subs, submissives? What do you all?
Just how you read it, I couldn't help but just say, fuck you.
You had to jump in there. And be
he had to.
Sounds like a sandwich. So anyway.
They're subs. We shorten it to subs, but nowadays, we say that about subscribers as well. So submissives, pets,
what?
Puppets.
Yeah. Meow.
So,
is it men, women?
Men or women? Well,
other.
It depends on the perspective of the dom. And as far as I'm concerned, men make the best subs because y'all are a bunch of little bitches.
Oh, here we go. And pieces of shit.
And I don't really like to be dominant over women. I guess is the more important aspect of that.
But would you be submissive to a woman?
There are some women that I would get on all fours and meow for.
Oh,
well.
So yes, I would definitely. Oh yes. Well,
can
definitely.
We have names?
Shut up.
Because I want to look them up. Damn it. I need to do some more research later.
One of them you probably already know of. I mean, she's like uber famous right now is Heidi Levon.
Okay, there goes a Rolodex.
There's an awkward silence.
His eyes are rolling back in his head. He's either having a stroke.
Sorry,
or
I remembered who it was, and that's why my eyes rolled in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
I'm going to need a break here.
You wait till I leave. I don't want to get into that bullshit. Why? I know that's a stupid question.
Yeah.
But
I understand.
It's a one word, just plain old basic question.
Why would say her? Why would you feel submissive to her?
Yeah.
Just because of her personality?
Everyone listen.
Would you shut up? I'm doing this.
She is. I'm trying to talk here.
I know. I'm sorry.
There's just something about her. You know, she's heavily tatted for one thing. She's from my perspective, she's absolutely perfect. You know, there's no such thing as a perfect human, but I mean, like, from my perspective, I think she's just perfect. It's just something about her. You know, just like people say, I have a certain look in my eyes. She just has a certain demeanor that I literally just, I'm in awe of her. She's also just, you know, she's a super, super hard worker. She's just the hustle, major go. If I ever got to meet her in person, I think that would be the only time I would ever fangirl over someone.
Really?
Would be to see her. Oh, yeah. She's just, in my mind, she's perfection.
You've never met Sam. But, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met you guys yet, but.
Now, there's not much here for that. With like the whole sub dom, you know, that kind of stuff, is there a favorite act you have to perform as far as that? Performing is not the greatest word to use, but
what is it then?
So, shut up. So it, like, you know, like beating somebody with a wet sock or, you know, whatever, tickling somebody's taint with
ostrich
feather.
Do you have performance issues? Is that why you don't want to use the word perform?
No. Ouch.
He's about curled up over there.
Shut up. Let her talk.
Yeah. And you guys said in the beginning, you know, if we hope you leave us in the fetal position.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I meant Sam.
You meant the piece of shit, right?
Right. Yeah. We'll both be in a fetal position spooning each other.
No, no, no.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now I have to know who's going to be the little spoon.
Well,
we both fall into that category.
I don't think that's a code word for dick. So if you're like dominant to a man, what would be something that really gets you going as far as to be able to quote unquote do to them?
Right. Well, all of my content is solo. So everything's POV, but, you know, if it was in person, that's a tough one because I'm sure this is going to be super, super shocking, but my body count is super low. Like,
no, that's not shocking.
I think I'm one of the biggest like enigmas when it comes to the porn industry because my body count is like ridiculously low. And that's just because aside from my, you know, what I do and my online persona, me personally, I'm like very sensitive to other people's energies and other people in general. And I don't really care to be around a lot of people.
Right.
So if someone is in my circle, that means, you know, that their energy suits me and they make me feel comfortable and that kind of thing. Which is a lot of the reason why I don't do you know, like sessions or anything like that. I've been asked a million times to do personal sessions, like one-on-one in-person sessions. And I don't do it because I don't like bringing other people's energy into my life like that.
I got you.
But if it did come to that, it's hard to just put a finger on one particular act because it really just boils down to what that other person enjoys. If that other person does enjoy being submissive, which would have to be the case, then they would have to tell me what they enjoy, you know, about their submissiveness. Do you want to lick my feet? Do you want to suck my toes? You know, it's just, and then once we've established that, then I am super good at, you know, performing whatever it is that they enjoy.
Cool.
So there isn't one particular favorite. If you're talking about my videos in that situation, it really is just the same. It just depends on what the person wants from me. And you know, I just kind of get myself into that mindset and I end up being pretty good at it, I guess. So, so I've been told.
So when you do the videos and you kind of have that lead in as far as, you know, the Dom type of thing, mm-hmm. how far do you go as far as setup goes? Like what's the most elaborate thing you've really done, to set that scene for somebody, even though it's not necessarily them requesting it, it's you trying to get into somebody, you know, kind of split the middle, if that makes any sense, trying to be a Dom. How far have you went as far as like the setup for this?
I guess the most elaborate one that I've ever done would be when I did Catwoman. Catwoman seduces Batman. I had a gentleman, because I do custom videos. So, you know, people will submit to me their fantasies. And then if I accept it, if I'm willing to do it, then I will. And that's actually about 99% of my content is other people's, you know, custom orders. And the most elaborate one that I did was the Catwoman, because
I saw
starts off. Yeah, it starts off as her just kind of she's putting on makeup or something, I think, and then she ends up clawing like her face powder and it. Yeah, it's that whole video ended up taking me like 3 or 4 days to complete.
Wow.
Because damn.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot. There's a lot of work that goes into what I do. I tell people that all the time. It's not just throwing up a camera and sit in front of it and, you know, flicking my bean. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. You know, eventually I may actually show what goes on behind the scenes, because I get this feeling a lot from a lot of people that they, like I said, they think it's just, you know, oh, she just puts a camera on a tripod and goes to work. And it's really not that simple. Some custom orders can take me 4 or 5 days to complete. So
I actually saw like a picture just on the OnlyFans of the outfit. I'm not what you would call a submissive, but I'm like, well, hello.
There's a certain demeanor that just grabs your attention and kind of makes you melt a little bit and go, oh, okay, what are you going to do to me? I think I might like this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not, I mean, of course it's sexual, but at the same time, it's like, well, the girls aren't hanging out. It's not that. It's the whole, you know, the whole presentation. So I totally get that.
Yep.
There's a lot of, how much creativity do you have to, I mean, there's got to be a lot of creativity to go into that. Did you do the costume yourself or did you buy it?
No, there's a fuck ton. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, I put everything together myself. I'm a one woman show. I do everything myself. I do from, you know, editing to production to setup, you know. And with the POV situation, there's camera angles and there's changes of scenes and there's, you know, this or that. And in certain videos, I will have to film. Sometimes I'll have to film like the middle of the entire video, because it's so elaborate that I have to do that first and then I can go and finish filming, you know, the beginning and the end. It's almost just like TV and movies. Like they don't film everything in order either. You know, things get filmed in order of how elaborate it is or, you know, who's available or whatever. So it's the same with me. It's like, yeah, some days are just one scene it'll take the whole day just to do one scene.
Damn.
That's
So you just piece it all together. It's like a Tarantino film that you make sense of, right?
Literally, yeah, with tits in it.
Woo! Damn!
Sorry.
Man, that puts a whole new meaning to that whole Catwoman outfit. Puts a whole new meaning to, fucking this cat, you're just holding the tail.
Let's change directions here maybe a little bit. You know, at one time, you were an exotic dancer. And we've interviewed a little lady by the name of Pixie on she has a podcast. Well, they had a podcast called Next on Stage One. And we got to learn a lot about the behind the scenes sort of thing when it came to that. Mm-hmm. But there's one thing that Jason and I have really noticed was when these girls go into this business, they really learn how to read people. And not only that, but they learn a little something about themselves in the process. So was there anything, mm-hmm. what was the main things that you took away from your time as a dancer?
I mean, the reading people thing is 100% accurate. And I guess it was just when I first got into stripping, it was, you know, I needed money. Of course, I was a single mom and it was just easy, quick money. But I was under the impression, of course, because I was young and naive and just turned 18 and didn't know any better, that it was just, you know, you go in and you dance on stage and you make tips and that's it. But there's so much more behind it. There's the private dances and, you know, all that kind of stuff as well. And I don't know. I guess I learned a lot more about people in general just by being in a strip club. You know, you hear stories from men about their failing marriages and, you know, or guys would even come in and talk about how wonderful their wives were and that they just wanted to have just a break, you know, just to look at some beautiful women and get all turned on and that so they could go home and make love to their wife, you know, like just the cornucopia of differences between these men was incredible to me.
I just want to interject something in here real quick. Just
so do I.
No. Put that away.
Sorry.
In 55 episodes, this will be episode 55 that we're recording. In 55 episodes, no one has ever said the word cornucopia. So if I had a fucking cake, I'd mail it to you. So you said before when you were talking about...
I'm honored to be the one.
Well, you know, hey.
We understood you. We're just a couple of fellas from Appalachia, and we don't really speak that fancy talk.
Oh, let me look up at my thesaurus what the hell that meant.
You said before with your, the way you shoot your videos and the whole sub-dom thing, you have to pick up on people's energy to have some kind of connection, but you also said that basically, I totally get it. You don't want to be around people necessarily.
I sympathize so much.
This is the great hermit Sam that's over there going, yep.
I work with the public. Yep. So yeah,
I just stay here in my cave and beat my meat. That's what I do.
that's my life.
Yep. That's your life. But
how do you think I knew who she was?
So how, and I don't know if that was some kind of, shut up. That's so true.
It all comes together now.
Oh, it did.
It's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know
about everybody coming together, but I sure did.
One person did. But how do you, it maybe that was something, some kind of social thing that evolved later, but when you were a dancer, you're dealing with the public. How did you deal with that? If that makes any sense.
How did you soldier through?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, it makes perfect sense because I enjoyed going to work because I love to dance. So that being on stage and the dancing part, I very much enjoyed. So that got me, you know, out the door and heading to the bar. And of course the money, that as well, but being around that many people, I have kind of a funny story. When I was dancing, a guy I was dating had come in and we were standing at the bar, you know, drinking, and you could smoke inside at that time. So we were sitting there smoking a cigarette and
yes.
Yeah. The good old days, right?
I'm a smoker. You don't go to a bar for your fucking health.
Exactly. I don't smoke anymore, but you know, back in the day I did. And so we're standing at the bar and this guy walks up to us and he asks us for a cigarette. So I give him one and then he asks for a light. And my boyfriend at the time grabs a lighter and goes to light a cigarette. And right after he lights his cigarette, he takes his cigarette out of his mouth and he looks at me and he goes, "How big of a dick have you had in your mouth?"
What the?
And my boyfriend, of course, you know, just jumped on him and grabbed him by the throat and threw him on the bar. And I literally was just standing there thinking, how big are these guys' balls to say that with my boyfriend standing right there? Like, I think he almost wanted to get his ass kicked, you know?
Evidently.
But, yeah, so there was a lot of that, and there was a lot of, you know, just whatever. But you know, I don't know how I got through it, to tell you the truth. Well, it was just...
What a dumb fuck.
Just put your head down and go to work. Yeah. So
you got the full gamut. You have shy people, and you have just the absolute most arrogant people that you could possibly meet.
Just the most. I don't know if he was just that dumb, or if he, you know, like I said, I think maybe he just wanted to get his ass kicked because
well, your
the guy I was with at the time was no small guy, you know.
Well, he missed your boyfriend missed the brilliant opportunity to say it's as big as a fucking baby's arm. Before he beat the piss out of him.
Like, yeah, well, he really should have. Yeah,
You're about to see it up close, buddy.
It was ginormous.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then I'm standing there. I'm 6'6 in heels. And then my boyfriend at the time was 6'2. And this guy is like 5'10. Yeah.
Like, my God.
Yeah, I was.
I'm in the land of giants.
Definitely a Sasquatch.
No.
What?
I don't know. I know you.
That would be episode 7.
7. No. That was episode 6. My bad.
Yeah, that's right.
This is for the
Bigfoot episode.
I know you've listened to some of this. But there's no way you could have listened to all this.
No, she's hitting.
I didn't listen to it.
And I wouldn't recommend for you to listen to any of it, to be honest with you. Yeah. But
we don't want to waste your time in
the land of TNA. When we thought we were going to do a legitimate podcast and do things about, I don't know, the paranormal and movies,
right,
and
the '80s.
Yeah, we did some of that stuff, but it fell off the fucking tracks like early, and it was. It took a fucking sex, just a left turn into just stupidity. That was
two guys in a room with microphones talking. God, I mean, I can't imagine how that happened.
So
she's calling us stupid. If you didn't catch that,
hey, you know, sometimes the truth hurts.
No, I'm calling you a couple of fucking 55 year old adolescents.
That's Sam. Actually, he's 70. I'm 51. But
we're on episode 55.
Yeah, you said Sasquatch. In episode 6, we dedicated it to Bigfoot. Like, people like could send their stories in, blah blah blah. And we were gonna poke fun at things, but somehow in that episode, in the land of TNA, Sam recounted a story where he got fisted by Bigfoot.
It came
off of the top of his head.
Fucking head. Yep.
I had no idea it was coming. And you were talking about, you know, somebody giggling, like, you know, squealing like a pig. Well, the roles were reversed. He deadpan saying, and then he fisted me.
That some bitch threw me down and fisted me.
Yeah. He did that, and I had no idea it was coming, and I couldn't stop. I was like, what the fuck is that?
And that has continued on since then. It has just become an inside joke for these damn episodes.
There's a lot of them. But anyway.
There's some porn categories we talked about in the past, too, that you'd be really interested in.
Yeah, there were.
Oh, yeah.
There were
I thought I knew them all.
Oh, I guarantee you haven't done any POVs of these. I promise you that.
Well, as far as, like, the POV thing, you do, you know, that is basically all solo stuff. You said that. In 2019, you were nominated for Professional Solo Fetish Artist. And you were nominated for the Get Your Freak On Top Fetish Performer Award from Pornhub. That's pretty impressive.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
how do they even contact you? I mean, that sounds like stupid, but I'd be like, hey, we got an email from Pornhub. I'm afraid to open it.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, I gotcha.
That's a good point.
Well, I have an account on there, you know, and I had gotten on there because they finally created a way for you to sell your videos as well, which that has since been taken down, unfortunately. But at the time, that's what was happening. And, you know, I think I have 7 or 10 million views on Pornhub. And then I have an account on Xvideos as well. And I had, at one point, I had like 40 million views on there.
Good old Xvideos.
Yep. Sam.
I know that place well.
Sam says you can thank him for 7 million of those.
I had a guy comment on Pornhub one time that one of my videos had, I don't know, I think 500,000 views or something like that. And he said, how much would 500,000 guys worth of cum be, or something along those lines. Oh, it was one of those comments that made me laugh so hard. I think I was squealing like a pig, like your buddy was in that episode.
Until you think about it, and then you go, "Was a lot."
Yeah, I thought about it, and then I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
It's a teaspoon at a time divided by pi. Carry the one.
Yeah, no. So they emailed me. They emailed me and told me that I had been nominated. And honestly, I thought the same thing you did. And I emailed them right back. And I was like, is there any way you guys can verify, you know, with me that this is real, and that this isn't a phishing scam or something like that? You know? And they were like, no, it's absolutely real. You've been nominated, you know? Yeah. And then they sent me all the information for the awards show and all that. It was held in California. I think it was LA or one of those bigger cities. Nonetheless, the awards show was held, I believe, in September of 2019 or maybe October. And I never actually attended. I planned on it, but I didn't. And I didn't win, but just being nominated was pretty freaking cool.
No doubt. Not gonna lie. No doubt.
Well, the reason that I knew who she was is because I kind of happened to get
you're
into that.
You're a gold star member of Pornhub?
No.
Yeah, I figured. Possibly. Actually, a lot of people find me from either X videos or Pornhub.
And good old X
videos. I mean, like I said, I've got, I think, a combined like 50 million views between the two. So.
Good Lord.
That's insane.
Yeah. It is.
And I mean,
the sheer number of that.
I'm not discouraging or, you know, like, could you imagine? We're high-fiving over, you know, 20,000 downloads. Like, woohoo! We fucking made it! You know, all that stuff. It's like, how many? Joe Rogan my ass. This woman's got a lot of people spanking that meat!
Well, no, I got into this because I discovered the world of POV, solo stuff, by accident. I'm perusing around, but just out of curiosity.
With my left hand. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But when you got started in this, I can't even spit it out because I'm thinking about things.
Take a deep breath.
Was there anyone that you saw that got you started on this? Maybe you had a mentor, or maybe it's a favorite star that you emulate that in the beginning, and then you found yourself through this. I mean, was there someone that got you started on this in the world?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, who was it?
Shut up.
Well, she's not active anymore, but you know, are we letting the cat out of the bag here, or are we going to do that later?
We're going to do that later.
We'll do it later. I got you.
Yeah, way to go, dipshit.
Yeah, back, way back when I began, which was I think around 2003. You guys are such fucking teenagers. And I love it, by the way. Don't change.
Thank you.
I think it was like 2003 when I began. I was, you know, single mom, like I said, and former stripper and all that. And the same boyfriend who grabbed the guy who asked me about the dick in my mouth, his older brother started doing porn, like, you know, when the internet finally started getting big enough and it became a thing. Girls Gone Wild was starting to get pretty huge around that time. Yeah.
Party!
I actually did something similar to what they did. I saw a show where he said that when they first started out, they set up a thing inside their apartment that would ding every time they would get a sale. And, you know, when they first started, it was like they'd get like one like every two or three days, and then it would be like two a day or whatever. And when they finally like made it, they said shut it off because it was just going off like constantly. It was just like a fucking tornado siren, you know. Yeah. But no, my boyfriend's older brother started doing it, and him and his wife, and they just went, they were like the number 8 amateur site in the world at one point.
Wow. Damn.
Back in like the late 90s. Yeah, it was Yummy Mama.
Yummy Mama.
I got one of them.
Yummy Mama.
Wait a minute.
Don't know if you know who that is.
I'm rolling back in there.
Let me there goes the Rolodex. I don't know if he's getting ready to.
I can hear the clicking. Oh, I think if we were in the same room, I could smell the smoke. Something's happening.
Yeah, it ain't smoke. It's friction.
It's more like blue smoke coming out the end of it. If we or our audience would like to find something to rub one off to, where are you currently the best place to find your content?
That would be my OnlyFans.
Okay. We will post a link to your OnlyFans in our show notes if you would be okay with that.
Which one would you like for us to share? Is there a certain specific one that you like the best so far? And I say so far because you are still getting better at every time.
Getting
worked up. Sorry.
Well, like I said, he can't even talk. His tongue's getting all twisted.
This is borderline.
Get your hand out of your pants.
This is borderline creepy, focus. Dude. I'm telling you. Shut up.
Focus, boys. Focus. No. Don't make me get all dominant on you now.
Oh, please. Please. Please be dominant.
I mean, the one that you're on is the best one. The one that that Jason joined is the best one for now.
Yes, and that's the one I'll use.
But Jason's such a whore.
That's the one. Yeah, I mean, you can find that. You can find that just by searching my name and OnlyFans too.
And you have the OnlyFans presence for sure, but you have a very big presence in social media. I'm also following.
Yeah, I have that too, and I have.
I'm following you on Instagram, following you on TikTok. You have a very large fan base just at social media, and we'll post those. It's a different. I don't know how to ask this. obviously, you had done porn prior to OnlyFans, but.
Yes.
I know OnlyFans has a certain amount of rules.
Yes.
We have a friend who is in the mature category of OnlyFans. Her name is Ray Richmond. She kind of broke things down for us before explaining kind of how OnlyFans works as far as, you know, when you do solo stuff, it doesn't really necessarily apply. But where she had brought her boyfriend in or had done tried to do some semi-public stuff, they have to have people's, you know, somebody's foot shows up in a picture, you're fucked. They're going to take it down because they don't know whose foot that is. Said all that to say this, was there anything that made you hesitant about the OnlyFans end of it because of any kind of anonymity you wanted to have?
Not really. I mean,
I know your face is out there.
If anything,
among other things.
Well, if anything, pretty much everything's out there. I mean, you just gotta look hard enough.
Damn right it is.
I think people might even know what I look like from the inside.
Whoa!
still waiting for that.
So if anything.
That's a whole other genre.
That's a whole. You're right.
Yeah, that's a whole. That's for sure. if anything, OnlyFans is more anonymous, which is one of the reasons why it has become so huge. So before OnlyFans, you know, even just having a website, depending on who you have it through or what your domain is, that's a lot of the reasons why I changed my domain name as well. Because Insatiable MILF, just the fact that it had MILF in it, you know, you get what they call nowadays shadow banned, where, you know, you don't get pushed as hard through algorithms. And even when people search for you, your website doesn't come up because it just very, you know, obviously states that it's porn by the fact that it has MILF in it. So I changed my domain name to Goddess Diane, which still I actually need to change it again. And I don't want to, but I'm going to have to. As the goddess part still kind of triggers that so that where I get shadow banned.
Right.
Now with OnlyFans, you can set it to be completely private, which is the way mine is. And of course, you know, I have the banner and the profile picture. But other than that, you can't see anything else, which is one of the reasons why OnlyFans is so great, honestly, because it allows you to be on social media. You're allowed to have the link. You know, you still have to be, I still have to be careful.
Right.
For instance, you were saying that I have a large social media presence. Well, it used to be bigger because I lost like 2 or 3 different accounts because I would get reported for, you know, showing too much fucking side boob or something, and somebody would get mad and then Instagram would take me down. Honestly, I've seen girls in, you know, G-strings and bikinis that have millions of followers, but I put up too much side boob and my account gets taken out. And it was just because of my links, you know, that it, my links would go to my other sites and stuff like that. And then, you know, someone would report it and whatever. Cause I used to have 275,000 on Instagram and now I'm down to like, you know, whatever it is today. I think it's like 37 or 38 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm rebuilding it, but yeah. And that's right after I lost the big account was right when I started to take my hiatus as well. So it's just been a rebuilding process over the last few years, but yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put your OnlyFans link in our show notes, and we're also going to put the links to your social media pages, but we have gone almost an hour in this interview, and we really appreciate your time, but we have gotten to a point now that my disclaimer at the beginning of this is going to make a lot more sense to people. There was, a big secret that you have kept for about a year, or up until about a year ago.
Up until a year. Was actually for.
So would you like to tell our listeners what that was and how you were able to keep it hidden and why?
Yes, absolutely. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, as I said before. So I started my Diane Andrews Ultra. It's technically that's an alter ego that I started back when I began online. I was just me and I showed everything and showed all of me. And that was, you know, popular, but it got a little old. And then I decided to start this alter ego, the Diane Andrews, and that's the POV. And, you know, but it's a lot more work for me because I'm actually in a wheelchair.
Now.
So no. I started off with the wheelchair. Yeah.
I was just
waiting for it. Yep. There it is.
Yeah. No.
Get after it.
Because this whole time, Jason's talking to me about stuff. He even told me, you know, he sent me the messages about sending you the episode about the story and everything. And I had no clue.
Well, I had
you know what happened was I decided at my 25-year anniversary of being disabled, because I've been in a wheelchair actually for 26 years, but when I hit the 25 anniversary, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put them, both of my egos together, the wheelchair and Diane Andrews. I'm just going to put them together now, because I started a TikTok for my wheelchair one, but I already had one for Diane Andrews, and the wheelchair one went viral within like a week.
Yeah,
I could see that.
And I didn't think, I have one video that got like 1.4 million views in like 4 days.
Damn.
And I didn't know it was going to do. Yeah, I'm putting high heels on. Like, it's just, I don't even know, you know, I had no idea that this was going to happen. And the comments that were coming in were, this is fake. She's an actress of sorts. I know who that is. And there's no way she's not in a wheelchair. This isn't real.
Of course.
Or, you know, oh my God, I know who you are. What happened to you? You know? Yeah. So it just went crazy. And so then I just decided to, you know, come out of the wheelchair, so to speak, and just be like, yep, you caught me. That's me.
And no, I see it, because like I said, I've done research. I knew she was. Before this all,
but you did not know.
I had no idea,
right?
Because you were
yeah, and so that was damn, by design. Yeah.
You were so damn good at it, and that is a skill set in itself that I had no fucking clue.
But
thank you.
Well, a little backstory. We talked about this before we hit record. Sam did not know that you were in a wheelchair.
No,
until about 4 or 5 days ago. Because he's a dipshit.
You're...
I fucking told him. I know.
And
fucking,
a piece of shit.
I told this piece of shit who is very attentive with all the details and questions and just coming up with all kinds of stuff. But he misses the fucking high points when I try to point them out to him. Thinking, okay, it's obvious. And I'm like, you know, and I'm not trying to be disparaging at all. I knew he knew your name because he had done the research and all this other stuff. But we're doing these quick texts, and I'm like, okay, Sunday we're gonna interview the chick in the wheelchair. That's exactly how I put it. I don't want that to be disparaging sounding.
No, because we have told
the reply that I got is, what chick in the wheelchair? And I'm like, you dumb bastard. Diane Andrews.
And that's literally what I call myself, too. Like, when I'm speaking about myself, I call myself the chick in the wheelchair. So that's not a problem.
And you and I had actually found you on TikTok. You had just popped up in my, you know, my feed as I'm sitting there just, you know, at work, supposed to be doing stuff. And I'm
should see the motion that he's doing as I'm sitting at work. His hand is going up and down.
Look like masturbating.
Jerking.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
I can only imagine.
But it's TikTok. I'm scrolling. I just overplayed the physicality.
Overplaying is scrolling. I've heard that one before.
Yeah, but
by that movement, you were really overplaying.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah,
I found.
No, honey, I promise, I was just scrolling.
I found you and was like, and I hate to admit this, the first thing that popped into my head was, well, hello. I gotta admit, I saw your eyes first. I'm not bullshitting you.
Oh, yeah.
I am not bullshitting
Everybody
you.
Everybody says that. It's
I am not
crazy.
Bullshitting you at all. But a millisecond later, the chair come into play. And in my warped fucking head, I'm like, who is this? So I creeped you a little bit. And I'm like, and it wasn't.
Not like the kind of creeping
No. It wasn't anything like that. And then I, you know, found out who you were. I managed to jump over some hoops and get in contact with you. And the first thing I was just like, I got to get her on the show. I got to get her on the show because the chair for me was the kicker for Sam, who is supposedly 50% of this fucking show. It was not the kicker. So if you want to know, you put it all together, it's the whole package. He had no idea, and I was somewhat transfixed on it in the beginning. But as I'm talking to you, I'm like, hey, I'm not worthy, but would you like to come on the fucking show? And you were like, I don't know about this. And then you're like, you know,
Honestly, I get messages like that, not all the time, not for podcasts, but, you know, I get messages similar, like, hey, if you ever want to text me, you know, here's my phone number or whatever. And most of the time I just brush it off. But when I read yours, I honestly thought, you know, and then that's why I said, well, if you can send me a link or something, you know, if I can check you guys out.
But and it was after I had like already said it. It was my girlfriend that was like, you need.
Oh, you called her girlfriend.
My lover.
There you go. Thank you.
She was like, I showed you to her, you know, your TikToks and your Instagram and everything. And I'm like, I'm trying to get her on the show. And she's like, are you fucking stupid? Are you really going to do this without her knowing the show? And I said, that's a really good point, but I've already got her. I think she's going to do it. She's like, you need to tell her. And I'm like,
leave it to a woman.
Okay.
She's good
like,
on her.
She's like, I'm serious. That's a bad move. If you know what I said, okay.
You really need to high five your girlfriend for it.
Okay.
Oh, he did.
So
in the ass.
Whoa. My goodness. I'm glad she don't listen to this trash anymore.
And he just went right for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I sent you a link to episode 10. You and I had already kind of started talking. It's like, okay, we're going to do this. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And you're like,
before you agree to do this.
Full transparency.
Yeah. And I'm like, you got to listen to this episode. And I even told you where the timestamp was to start listening at an hour and 20 minutes in. And just hold on there. And I thought, I got two things that are going to happen. she's either going to go, I'm okay with it, or I'll never hear from her again.
Yeah. I kind of knew it would be something along those lines, you know, just because I've heard of that happening before from other people. So I was definitely prepared, you know, and I'm, like I told you guys before, I'm very thick skinned. I don't get offended or anything like that. But that girl, I hope she's listening.
Oh God.
That was a rookie move.
Oh God.
That was a rookie fucking move, man. Like, no, you cannot do that. You cannot deceive someone like that, you know, that's to be completely like, just, you know, serious here for a second. Nobody wants to be deceived for one thing. And that was 100% catfishing on her part. You know, after you guys got to talking and realized that you like each other, she definitely should have let you in on the reality of the situation. You know, you can't leave something like that for when somebody meets you, because how would she feel in the reverse situation?
Well,
you know,
maybe. Maybe my dick next to that 3-ounce Budweiser can in my head. It might have been a little misleading.
A little bit of photoshopping going on.
I didn't do that because that was so damn long ago. It was like shit. I had sit there for 10 minutes while the damn thing was loading. It's like, hey. But.
However, even though it was a bad thing that she did. I'm grateful that she
actually did this.
Otherwise, I'm just saying, I would have never been hit with, because I can't believe that I had never heard about that. That was the thing.
Sam and I have been friends since we were children.
That was another thing that was making me laugh about that fucking episode was the fact that you didn't even know. You're sitting there going, wait a minute. I've known you for how long? And I just now am hearing about this story.
So Sam was thankful for
fucking
that.
Fucking Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
30-year-old nugget there he got there, a little Easter egg that he didn't know was coming. But to be honest with you, I did the disclaimer at the beginning of it. And, of course, we are never going to make light of anything like that.
Really?
No. We
have an Urban Dictionary word that kind
Well,
of...
okay.
I don't remember where that episode's at, but we'll
shut
have to.
Up. I'm trying to make this better.
Hold up on that knob watch, gentlemen.
Yeah, hold up. But... we will leave this reveal in and let it be organic. I am not going to put anything in the show notes, and I'm not telling any secrets now because you're already listening to the fucking show. Hey. But I want people to find out on their own, to be honest with you, or at least listen to the show to figure it out. But the main thing that I wanted to do, because the last thing that I want to do for you is to have you associated with this shit that's over here. Without having some kind of context, because if I put in Diane Andrews, chick in a wheelchair, episode 55, they'll be going, oh God, they found her. No. I don't want to do that. There will be massive downloads, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. But you said your 25th year from being disabled, you decided to do that. What was the catalyst that, even though it was an anniversary, what made you decide it's time?
Just like I said, the TikTok that I started that kind of went viral and, you know, people saying, holy shit, I know who this is and whatever. And I honestly did not think that was going to happen. I've had the two different profiles for 15 or so years, you know, running congruently together, and that's never really happened. I did have it happen one time. I took my daughter to Las Vegas, and a fan apparently recognized me, and he commented on one of my Pornhub videos and said, did you know she's a cripple? And I should have left it, like, I should have just left it there for people to see what an asshole he is, you know, for calling me that.
No doubt.
And, you know, like I said, I don't give a shit. You can call me whatever you want. You don't know my life, you know, but it just, I couldn't believe that had happened to begin with, that, like, you know, a fan saw me, and then rather than coming up to me and saying hi to me or asking me, you know, hey, can I take a picture with you or whatever, he went on my Pornhub and fucking said that. But
that's insane.
I would have been.
Yeah. So like, you know, I
would have been absolutely amazed. Just like I was, actually, when I found out. I was, are you fucking kidding me? Really?
That was great. Yeah. I wish you could have seen that.
Oh, no.
I've had that happen. I've had people see me Yeah, I've had people see me and kind of look at me, you know, and give me that look like, is that who I think it is? And then they're like, no, because she's not in a wheelchair. Yeah.
That's a whole new level of respect. Whole new.
It really is. It really is, honestly. I mean, people in general are good, you know. Most of my fans are amazing. But no, the catalyst was just that. It was just that, you know, I originally started the alter ego of Diane Andrews Speak to get out of my reality, to, you know, to have, it's my fantasy. That's my escape. That's my, you know, everyone that orders videos from me, they have their fantasies. Well, my fantasy is being Diane Andrews and not being in the wheelchair and being treated quote unquote normal, whatever. But I just felt like it was time. I just kind of wanted to blend them together and just let everybody know that, like, hey, you know, you've been watching me all these years and guess what?
Yeah.
That is just incredible.
Yeah. It really is.
And it's been really well received, honestly. I expected, you know, at least some trolls or at least some negativity, but there really has been none. Everyone has been like, I am fucking blown away that you were able to make these videos. One guy commented on my TikTok. He's like, wait a minute. You've been making all those spicy videos as a para?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yep. And he was just like, that's incredible, you know? So.
And you have Sam, the Rolodex of porn, did not fucking know.
No, I couldn't tell. Yeah. I had no way. And then I stopped and I looked back in my Rolodex and I went, you know, I just didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
No. You know, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
When you do all the, when you get people who submit fantasies and ask you to do certain things, has there ever been anything that you just were just, I'm not going to do that. Here we go. I can already tell by that reaction.
He's going to be good. This question.
He really likes that kind of shit.
It's going to be good.
Oh God. You guys, fucking A, man. Because
I know there is some crazy shit out there.
Oh man, like I don't even know if I can say this
fucking
public
without
being flogged in the square. No, it's
please do. Please do. Honestly, now you have my attention.
It's fucking 1692. I'm gonna get burned at the stake.
Nice. So, we're not in Salem.
I've
honey.
Had some I've had some odd requests for sure, you know, like and just common to me, they're common. They're not going to be common to some of your listeners because, you know, they don't do what I do and they don't see what I see every day. But I've had like, will you burn clothes in a grill? Swear to God.
What?
Look, I swear on my life.
I'm loving this.
Look it up.
I'm loving
look it.
Look it up. Burning clothes. That's a fetish.
Do they want you naked?
It's like it's like clothing destruction or clothing abuse or something like that. No, he wanted me fully fucking clothed and to put jeans and a sweater on a grill, like, you know, like a charcoal, like a Weber thing, and fucking pour lighter fluid on it and light it on fire.
Well,
and then just stand there staring at it, which of course he didn't know I couldn't stand, but, you know, just sit there looking at it.
I'm just saying bless your heart because you just popped him big time. He's like, that was great. I'm going back to the thing. It's like I have to go home and talk to my lover, and I'm not going back to work.
Break out the grill, honey.
I'm getting the fucking grill out, and we're gonna make some money on the OnlyFans.
Give me some of that Kingsford, darling.
But no, the worst one, the absolute worst one, and I honestly, I literally sat staring at this email, because this was before OnlyFans too, so it was like a personal email that they had sent to me, you know, oh, will you do a custom order for me? And I was like, need to know what you want me to do before I say yes, and you know, whatever. So then he's like, well, what are you willing to do? And I'm like, everyone asks me that. It's like, I'm not going to fucking go down the list of shit that
anything
I'm willing to do.
You
tell
want.
Me what it is you want and I'll tell you whether or not I'll do it. Right. So I already knew just by the fact that he was so nervous to ask me or to tell me what it is that he wanted, that it was going to be something fucking like wacko. Right. So he wanted me to this is awful. This is fucking awful. Like, this is serial killer shit.
Get on with this goddamn story. You got me.
I'm swear to God.
I'm half jacking over here. Come
this
on.
This is serial killer shit. He wanted me to put a fucking live cat, a live cat,
okay,
in a garbage bag, tie the bag shut, and videotape me holding it while it was, like, fighting for life and dying in the bag. And then this motherfucker gets off on that. Did I you told have you to, it was serial killer shit.
Did you have Whoa. To hold a tail?
Grab the cat by the tail. You
different type of cat woman here.
Oh, God. Man,
yeah, you know, I'll play Catwoman, but that's going a little far.
Wow. That's
fucker,
that's
yeah.
a different well, you know, kind of burning, pussy abuse.
The burning of the clothes may have also been a little bit fucked up, too. You know, like burning the evidence.
Well, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the clothes.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term, I murdered that pussy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, wait a minute.
Burying it deep.
Okay. As a recap, this
is. I have
been,
a feeling she and I could really get nasty as hell when it comes to just downright dark. I'm talking about dark humor.
Okay.
But.
That come off we real have fucking creepy.
We have got nasty as hell. She just didn't know it.
I enjoyed the hell out of myself.
I just wasn't there for it. You know, I'm not there for a lot of it, apparently.
Wow. Obviously, I was one of those emails that you didn't even bother to answer.
Apparently.
Like I said, listen back to some of those episodes and you'll hear some shit.
Well, I gotta hit not literally the pause button, but as far as the this has been better than we could have ever expected.
I'm loving this.
But we have one last thing that we want to cover, and yeah. So we gotta kind of break things down. We don't want to go from tying a cat in a bag trying to get it dead. Some dude to beat off over that to something that something.
We don't
want
to go from murdering that pussy to.
Yeah.
Don't beat that dead horse.
So one of the things that you had mentioned that's a very important part of your life is your sobriety. So would you like to tell us as much about that as you feel comfortable with?
Yes, absolutely. You know, like I said, the COVID and everything. I'm a full blown alcoholic, and I have been my entire life. And it's actually empowering for me to be able to finally admit that and finally say that, because I fought it my whole life. I come from a family of alcoholics, you know, and I just, in my mind, it was, I don't drink as bad as they do, so I'm not an alcoholic like they are, which got me into a lot of trouble. Some of it good, you know, I had some fun. I'm not gonna lie, but. After I landed myself in the wheelchair, you know, I started drinking pretty heavy to cope and self-medicate type thing. And so I've done the fucking roller coaster ride over the last 25, 26 years of, you know, being drunk for years and then getting sober for one and then being drunk for years and getting sober for one. And this last time it was right around COVID and, you know, I had once again told myself that I could control it. I'm just going to have a couple beers, you know, what the fuck else am I going to do? We're on lockdown. I'm just going to have a shot at tequila, you know, and it's such a slow progressive disease. It just, you go from thinking you can control it to not realizing that you're not controlling it. And I just, I got to the point where I was drinking a big bottle of tequila every 2 days. I was getting up in the morning and having a shot of tequila for breakfast.
Damn. Wow.
And then I would have one. Yeah. And then I would have one every hour. Oh, I can drink. I mean, this isn't something that I should be proud of, but I can drink full grown man under the table. And then some. But so, yeah, it was just, you know, shot of tequila every hour. Just I think I was spending like $900 or $1,000 a month just on tequila.
Damn.
Which is like a fucking BMW payment, right?
No doubt. Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, but what the sad fact is what made me quit was, I was in a relationship and that relationship ended because of my drinking, kind of like not directly, but you know, had I not been drinking, things could have gone a little differently, sort of thing. So yeah, I just finally one day said, that's fucking it. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm killing myself slowly with this poison, yada, yada, yada. And I quit. And that was October 26th of 21. So we're coming up on 2 years sober.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I've never felt better, honestly. Yeah. So it's amazing.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Do you have any maybe like tips and suggestions for people out there who may have a problem that you know, if they need help or if they need to make a decision in their own self, what can they? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah,
what I'm
absolutely. Yep. I sure do. You know, my best advice is just if you're struggling to quit, AA is the best place to go. I have never gone. So this is going to sound awful. Okay. This is going to just be like, why the fuck are we going to take your advice if you've never gone, you know? Because I've been sober for fucking 2 years. That's why.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who have worked the program and I know that the program works. I don't go because I'm a little more in the public eye and, you know, kind of when I go places, I run into people that know who I am and I'm like a hermit. I don't like to be around people in general, you know, whatever. And I'm also super fucking stubborn, you know, we'll go back to that 6 foot Viking thing. Honestly, I'm just like fucking, you know, I'm like a hunk of granite that they chiseled me out of. So for me, when I get serious about quitting something, I can fucking quit it. But there's a lot of people out there that can't. And I completely understand that as well, because it took me a bunch of tries before I finally got it right. So if you're struggling, just fucking go to AA, man. Grab yourself a meeting, you know, and get a sponsor and just tell everyone, talk to people, tell people that you don't want to drink anymore. You know, be honest about it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to think that you can fix it on your own. You know, that was actually, I may not have ever gone to AA or gone to meetings, but I put it online and my fan base has been incredible. Like, I have gotten so much fucking support and so much love and just, you know, so much encouragement. That's what's kept me sober is just all the people that are like, just don't do it, you know, just don't drink.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And there are so many people out there who don't admit to it and they do not. Admit that they have a problem and they completely sympathize because, you know, I can actually sit here and sympathize too, because I understand that it's not always a physical thing. It's also mental it sends you to a place that's a much more calm, happier place, especially if you have certain anxieties about things, especially the anxiety. It does. Unfortunately,
you think that alcohol helps your anxiety, but actually alcohol and anxiety is like pouring gasoline on a fire. It really is. Like, it's a false sense of calm.
Yeah.
It's a false sense, because when you're drinking, yes. When you're actively drinking, yes, it calms anxiety and it lowers inhibitions and it makes you feel better and, you know, woohoo, I'm having so much fun. That's why I fucking drank. But the next day, your anxiety is going to be a million times worse.
Yeah.
So then what are you going to do?
Yep.
You're going to drink again. So it's just a repetitive process and it's a horrible fucking rabbit hole to go down. And I get it. I've been there, for 25 years, but that's what I'm saying is like, get help, like, you know, get support, because you can't do it on your own. And the alcohol is going to make you say, oh, I don't need help, you know, or I don't want to get help, or I don't have a problem, or, you know, whatever. It's alcohol is just a fucking poison. One of my cousins actually said it best. She's, you know, comes from obviously the same family, alcoholic family. And I was telling her that every time I tried to quit, cause I tried to quit like 5 or 6 times. And every time I tried, I would hit the 2 week mark and it literally felt like a demon was fucking clawing at me and trying to get me to go to the liquor store.
Wow.
Oh, and drink.
Yeah.
And she said, she was like, I felt that too. And she goes, you know what I liken it to is that scene in Ghost when the bad guy dies and all those demons come up out of the ground and they kind of surround him and they pull him down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she, you know, compared it to. And that's literally what it felt like, though. Yeah, it's alcohol has a power that nobody even really fully understands. So,
well,
and it's legal. That's the problem.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is the problem. Well, it's legal for a reason, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
But We have taken up a lot of your time this evening, and we probably twice
it's
as much.
It's been so fun, though.
Twice as much as I said we would.
I mean, just to say, we were having a lot of fun. Hopefully, you were, you know, not faking it the whole way through.
Dude.
Honey, even I don't fake anything.
Yeah. Okay. But I tell you what, you have been.
I ain't gonna lie to you. If you're not doing it right, I'm not gonna fucking fake anything. Make you think you're doing it right.
Atta girl. Fuck it.
I tell exactly. You, we're both looking at each other, going, "What should we say?"
Fuck it better. One of the two.
We have appreciated your time, and you were absolutely right. You fit right in, and after we told you I would. After we get off the phone, she'll be like, "Boy, I wish I hadn't have done that."
You guys suck.
Oh my God.
It's even like, worse than I thought.
Oh, like doing damn. All this stuff all my life. The worst thing I ever did.
I had regrets when I was drinking.
Yeah, that's what I was getting right. To say. It's like, I've done a lot of shit, but that's the worst thing I ever fucking did.
Hell, that's how half the people get through this damn this show.
Man, that was a horrible idea.
Well, we appreciate your time, Diane. You are Diane Andrews. She is the still the insatiable MILF with a little bit
always and forever
a little bit extra, and like I said, that's going to wait for the podcast. So if you've listened this far, cat's out of the bag. If you see the show notes, you'll be like, wonder how come they didn't mention that. I'll tell you why they didn't mention that. I'm fucking sitting right here. Get after it. But we appreciate your time, darling.
And I guarantee you I just gave everybody a whole new meaning to the cats out of the bag, too.
No shit. No shit.
Oh, nice. Nice. I love it.
Hopefully we will talk again. In the meantime, thank you so much, my dear.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're recording now.
And we're going to try a video thing to this.
We can't even.
The master of audio over here can't seem to get his shit together.
Why don't you, I don't know, blow me. Oh, man, that was awesome. You kind of see why now we kind of kept this a little bit of a secret. Because
there was an element
of surprise. Yeah, there was a certain element there that we didn't want to put in the show notes, and we didn't want to say before the interview. We wanted to let it be organic. Because you'd go, get after it!
And she is dying.
Oh my God.
For one of our shirts. Oh, you got to get it there. I'll get a hold
dude,
of her.
I'll put the motherfucker on and walk to her house.
I'll get a hold of her buddy and talk to her and say, can you reverse that maybe to where it's not quite like that?
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Diane. We sure appreciate you. And
love talking to you.
We will, we may be doing some,
more research.
Well, we might be doing a little bit of collaboration.
Excuse me?
Not on that.
Oh. No. Damn.
She's a solo girl.
No, I was talking about me and you.
Oh, no. No. Here, hold my cat.
You search while I Google.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, we have just provided to you episode 55. We are now talking about episode 56, but we have to do a little housekeeping before we get to the big reveal on that.
What would that be?
Well, believe it or not, some people have decided that we should have a broader scope of
really?
Things that maybe we do video.
Oh.
So when we record this motherfucker.
Not like what she does.
No. That's behind a paywall. This is free. This is free. We have been approached, and we have already had a few episodes up. We are on Pod Nation TV. That is Pod Nation TV.
Explain that to me, because I am a stupid piece of shit.
This is true. So if you have a Roku device, if you have a Roku TV, if you have a Roku just stick, you can go to Roku and search your channels. What you will do is look for Pod Nation TV. We will provide the link in our show notes.
I can't help it.
What? Do I got a booger hanging out of my nose?
No. The whole time you were talking about that, your eyes just kept darting towards me like, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Well, shut up. Let me get through this. Shut the fuck up.
That's just it. We can never do a real commercial. I mean, not live. If we had to do it, because it's like, shut up. Shut up.
This is where the video component is going to come into play because people don't realize what I'm seeing most of the time.
And I'm going to have to be better about that. But anyway, I digress because guess what? You didn't let me down.
Well, you stupid piece of shit done interrupted you.
Fucking interrupted me. We're on Pod Nation TV, which means as of right now, if you like listening to this podcast, you can go find us on your TV. So you can look at us in 75 inches, baby.
Woo!
That's the only way. That's
the biggest you'll ever fucking see us in. I guarantee it.
As of right now, we have classic episodes that are up there with just a static picture. But we are in their lineup. We are on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live streaming at 7 p.m. But we are also on demand. So if you want to go there right now, go to Pod Nation TV. And you can do that on your Roku device or on your Amazon Fire TV. And once you download the channel, you can go in there and just find the old TNA logo. And coming very soon
will be me.
For no, that's just dust.
I got to do some more research.
Waka, 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 waka. But
Too many whackas.
Coming very soon, you will experience this whole fucking podcast in video form as well as audio. What that means is we will be on Pod Nation TV as we are recording this. We will also have a camera on Sam and a camera on me.
Boy, now let me just get right out there and say, it's your all's fault.
Yep.
You wanted this shit.
Yep.
You're going to get it.
Yep.
So don't blame us.
And it's all
when you're disappointed.
It's all going down the shitter. Luckily, we will still do the audio, just like we always have. It'll be released on Apple, Google, Spotify, blah 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 blah. But anyway, thanks to Pod Nation TV for taking a fucking chance on this piece of shit. I can tell you that
they might gamble the hell out of that one.
They might change their mind here pretty soon. But anyway, I got my shilling out of the way. What do you got?
I got one. Recently, as in a couple of weeks ago, actually, there's this sort of, it happened last year and word really didn't get out, but it's a local thing.
You got laid?
No.
Oh.
No, that would have really been well known by now.
And it was more than a year.
But in a local town to us called Pomeroy, Ohio.
Nice.
Pomeroy.
Nicely enunciated.
Pomeroy, Ohio. Oh, Pomeroy, Ohio. Thank you. That was nice.
I got her dialed in, bitch.
This lady who does who had some experience in Parkersburg, west of Virginia.
Do it.
Parkersburg, west of Virginia.
That sounded like Forrest Gump. Go, fucker.
Oh, shit. Anyway, they do a paranormal tour of downtown Pomeroy. And she has put a lot of time and effort and a lot of research into this. And she does this. This year, she's going to be doing it October, and since we've already passed the dates, October 20th and 21st, and also the 27th and 28th. You were going to say something.
2023.
Yep. I said this year, dipshit.
This is for posterity.
Anyway, you go on those dates. You
posterity.
Anyway, you go there. It's you can get on Facebook and find this on there. It's called the Pomeroy Paranormal Tour of 2023. They do a great job. When I went this couple of weeks ago, I somehow got lucky that I was the only person who showed up. There was a lot of ball games going on. There was a prom going on, shit like that. So I was
small town shit.
Yeah, small town shit. So I was the only one who happened to show up that fucking evening. So I got to walk around in the company of a couple of delicious ladies.
Wait, yes. That didn't sound creepy at all.
Well, one was just those couple of names, Lynn and Amber.
Well, you went, hey, I got a podcast.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
What do you say? What do you say you let me talk about you on my podcast?
Well, I knew something was up because hey. We're trying to do something here nice for people, and you just bring it back down the gutter.
Hey, they told me I could.
I knew something was up because I knew you were going to this, but I hadn't talked to you. I'm at work. I get a notification on Facebook that somebody had liked our TNA podcast Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And I looked and I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
Howdy.
And then you're like, hey, saw somebody, told him about the show. And I went, I bet they're a fucking doll baby, ain't they? It's like, how did you manage that?
Oh, we had an interesting evening. I won't go into that one. We'll save that for some time down the road. But anyway, just like I said, go on Facebook, look up I'm all tongue-tied. Pomeroy Paranormal Tour 2023. I guarantee if you haven't heard anything about the paranormal stories when it comes to the Pomeroy, Ohio, you will enjoy it. They are, like I said, these ladies do a lot of hard work when it comes to this, so... And they're very, very good at it as well. Not to mention, it is they're fun to look at.
So that is the Pomeroy Paranormal Tour 2023. October 21st, 27th, and 28th, 2023. For posterity.
That was my Crypt Keeper laugh.
Prosterity.
Prosterity.
This has been the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
I'm embarrassed to say my name after that shit, but my name is Sam Hall.
Wait a minute. Oh. I was trying to get out of it too fast.
Oh, did you?
What's the next subject?
Oh.
Episode 56 will be...
What the fuck did we decide on?
Lies I've told... No. Boy, I could... This. If you had a good editor, I'd fucking fix all this to make us not look so fucking stupid. But we had decided on, I think, at least I kind of was leaning towards it.
Uh-huh.
Dirty things you've done at work.
Oh, this has got to be completely and absolutely anonymous. So
yeah.
We promise not to say anything about your names or anything, but yeah, throw it out there.
We've already had quote unquote work stories that was actually a two-parter, but this is getting down to the nitty gritty in between the thighs. We want to hear the dirtiest shit you've seen, done, or gotten away with.
This doesn't exactly have to be sexual.
At work. Well,
mostly it will be, but I'm just saying.
Don't have to be, but we prefer it was. Just saying. And again, you will be completely anonymous automatically.
We promise we're not going to fuck around with this one.
This time, John, you don't fucking tell me that I can tell your name.
A. We won't talk about you.
Finally, we got a fucking pun. A. This has been the TNA podcast. For the second fucking time, I am Jason Roach.
I'm Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!